Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Thank you for joining us here at the Empowering Ourselves radio show. I am your host, Kelaine Greenwood, your urban life coach. This is the show where we promise to always bring you empowerment from some of today's most gifted and inspiring minds, discussing topics and ways to live inspired and encouraged, purposeful lives. So please sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Yes, hello. Thank you, everyone, for joining us here at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. I'm your host, Kelaine Greenwood, your urban life coach. All the listeners out there, say it again, thanks, because it's you guys that make the show go to where it's going. Right now, we have over 1,000 views and hundreds of downloads. So thank you guys for really enjoying the content here. Well, as we always say, I'm the Urban Life Coach, and thank you guys again. But, you know, let's get it started. You know, what this show's about. We all know what this show's about. And it's about promoting a higher quality of life. You know, and we do that by, you know, learning to live our best self, our optimum self. You know, so it's about, like, working on ourself and doing our highest potential, creating our best self and creating our, our own best life, you know? So, but in between creating our own best life and trying to create the best version of ourself, you know, there's a lot of things that limit us, that stop us from doing that. You know, we have inner barriers, we have outer barriers and struggles, situations, and situations inside ourselves. So we have to deal with that, and that's what we do, and a life coach is good at that, at helping identify those things and overcoming them. Also here, we have guests that help us find meaning and purpose to our life, you know, gives us meaning and purpose. So we help identify that. What talents do we have that we can give to others, that we can help others with? What are you good at that you can, you know, help the world be a better place, you know? So this is what this is about, you know, and this is what we do here. So this is what I want everyone to do. I want you guys to stay inspired, encouraged, and full of hope. Enjoy your life. Enjoy overcoming struggles. Have fun with your struggles and barriers. Have fun learning to overcome it. Have fun. Don't dread. You know, life is short. You know, so love what you do, even when it's hard, and have fun doing it. And you know, that puts the spice in our life. You know, because, you know, this is our journey, you know, doing just at every moment, it's part of our journey, you know, and let's learn to more to help each other, because we are our brother's keeper. When one person hurts, we all hurt, because we're all connected, okay? Right now, we're waiting for our guest, and I was getting a call from our guest here, so I think they may have some problems signing in. So please bear with me, okay? Please bear with me. Yes, please bear with me. Okay. They're in. Okay. Hello, Gabriella?
Yes, hello there.
Okay, hello. How do I say your name correctly? We're on the air right now. But how
okay, my name is Gabriela Kovac.
Gabriela. Okay, I just want to get the pronunciation right. Gabriela. Gabriela Kovac. Cool. Okay, that was just how I had it. My name's
okay.
Keylane. Okay.
Keylane. Okay, I'm sorry. How do I pronounce it? Keylane.
Keylane. Yes. Yes. Keylane. Keylane.
Okay.
Yes.
Keylane.
Yeah, we're only about 5 minutes into the show here, but we really didn't miss nothing. We did the intro, and I was letting the listeners know that you'll be calling shortly.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so let's get it on. Okay, everyone. The episode of this title is called Georgiana Holocaust Survival Stories. Okay, everyone? And this is a beautiful story right here, and it's true life. So the title is Georgiana Holocaust Survival Stories, excuse me. And our guest is author and public speaker, Gabriela Kovac. And I'm going to give you a little background bio. So since we pressed for time here, Gabriela Kovac, she was born in Hungary after the Second War. So this is some real stuff. Listen to this, everybody. Okay? She was born in Hungary after the Second War, and she lived through the uprising against the communists in 1956, okay? And she says she remembers the tanks sitting under her bedroom window. How many of y'all have had tanks under your window? You ever seen that? You ever heard that? You ever really heard war? You ever really see stuff like that? Most of us haven't, but she has, okay? So this is some real stuff. I want you guys to picture this. If this was you, a little child, seeing tanks and all this stuff, all right? And this is the beautiful part I like. She says, through the genius of her mother, Georgiana is her mother. Through the genius of her mother, they left the communist bloc to Australia. Okay, and she's going to tell you the rest. She's a public speaker, chef, author, and she says she's successful in fashion. You know, what more can you ask for? Everybody likes to dress, right? You know, so we can even get some fashion tips. She says she's inspired by her mother's amazing tenacity and enthusiasm and will to live. Okay, now, There's a lot of points when I was doing my research here on our guest and her story. And this is like some stuff straight out the movies. But it's real for what she's went through and her family's went through, you know. So really please, you know, just listen and just ask yourself, you know, some questions. You know, what would you have done? You know, how would your life have turned out? You know, what if this happened to you? You know, ask yourself these real questions, because we got it pretty good, you know, compared to what some people have been through. So please give a warm welcome to our guest, author and public speaker, Gabriela Kovac. Thank you for coming to the show. Thanks a lot for sharing your story.
Thank you very much for having me, Caroline. It's been a great pleasure to be on the show and to share the story. And I do hope that my story helps people out there who have problems in their lives and to give them an incentive to overcome the problems that they have. Like, we all have a Holocaust in our lives, and this is just one story.
Okay, yes. Yes, okay, you heard it. That's everyone. We all have a Holocaust. We all have things that try to oppress us, or things that we're going through. So for a minute or two, could you kind of tell the guests who you are and what you do, and you know, very briefly. some memories, or, you know, just give them a feel for who you are and what you do and, you know, what you've been through.
Yeah, sure. Well, I was born straight, as we said, I was born straight after the war. And some people think the Holocaust was bad, but I think the Russians and communism is just as bad and just as oppressive and suppressive. And because my mother was a very clever lady, she decided to start a small cottage industry under these oppressive times to help her family survive better. And I'll just tell you a little story. When I was four, and I'm sure your viewers could follow me. Can you imagine when you're a four-year-old child, the secret police at 4 o'clock in the morning come knocking on your door, coming to arrest your mother? And it's not enough that they come to arrest your mother. They actually come and get you and your brother and your father and your grandmother into the lunchroom. And they picked me up and started questioning me. Can you imagine questioning a four-year-old child who's absolutely petrified? That petrified is an understatement. And, of course, neither my grandmother or my father did anything. And at that moment, my mother walked into the room, looked at them without any fear, and said, "You put that child down." And he did. He could have shot her. He could have shot all of us. But he put me down, and then she said, "Now wait for me, and I'll be back with you shortly." And they did. And that's what I want to get, you know, to me that was such a momentous happening that my mother came through for me and she looked after me when nobody else did. And that's what I want to get across to you viewers, that no matter how much the fear, what she always used to say, others say, if you're in fear, even a dog will sense fear and it will bite you. Don't ever fear. And it just brought me through life that if you show, and I could see it, she didn't show fear. And therefore, we didn't get hurt. And I'm sure you understand, I'm trying to get a point across that that's, and that's one of the main reasons I wrote the book, because I wanted to get across to viewers out there and anyone who will listen that if we don't agree with something that's oppressing us and suppressing us, we don't have to. We really don't have to. And we'll win.
Wow. Well, this is for me right now. This story is very emotional for me for right now. I'm like, but it's also inspiring because,
yes,
you know, the great people, there's a lot of great people. I mean, we read about the great ones in the books and we see them and hear that. But, you know, there's other great people like your mother, you know, out here. And you're telling the story. So she's also going to be known, or is being more known, because you're telling the story of how brave and how witty she is. And there's one thing, like in boxing, and they used to tell me when I was training to box, do not come in the fight afraid because you already lost. If you come in afraid,
it's exactly right.
You already lost.
Yes.
Because, you know, so I like that analogy you said with the dog, you know, like a dog can sense fear. So that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Don't sense fear and don't show fear, because if you show fear, you're already lost.
Yes. And you know, as I like to focus on a lot of positive things too.
Yes, but that's what I'm trying to get across. And the book is basically what I've written was just analogies. Yes, it did happen under the Holocaust. Yes, it did happen under communism, but it happens daily. And every day, all the incidents we need to think outside that square and don't get tied into it. And we will win and we will become successful. And that's the only way to be successful.
Yes. It is to come out that box, huh? You can't think in the norm. When we think of the norm,
don't be in that box.
We do normal stuff, common stuff. We got to come out the box and do something that other people ain't doing. So I totally get that. Now the book, let's tell us more about the book. Where can you purchase the book? The message Georgiana Holocaust survival stories. Okay, they can pick that up at Amazon. They can come to the website also, right? They can pick it up at Amazon.
Yes. It is a bestseller on Amazon. It's on three categories of Amazon. It's a bestseller for the last year and a half. From the time I published it, it has never been anything more than maybe number 10, number 15 on Amazon. And we've got lots and lots of reviews on it. And people can just go to Amazon and pick it up. Or you go to my website, which is basically Gabriela Kovac. You type Gabriela Kovac in and you will find me. It's www.gabrielakovac.com. And they can pick up the book. And you can have it as an e-book or you can have it as a hard copy. Amazon will send it to you. And I hope that it will inspire people because it's full of anecdotes like what I just told you with me being a four-year-old child. She did a lot of things like that, and it gives you an idea of how she thought outside the box with simple things, never hard, simple ideas. Not feeling it.
Okay. Yes. Listeners, also, go to her website and just look at the video and everything. And you got some good stuff at the website. There's a video that gives you a brief, a little touch of like what was going on at those times. And it's totally amazing because, it's just totally amazing. You guys got to check it out. It's very inspiring and it's very informational when you go to GabrielaKovac.com. So please do that. Okay, now, Gabriela, I want to ask you a question, okay? How is Gabriela Kovac now? How are you now?
Right now, when you achieve a goal, like I did with the book and getting it to where it is, it's a fantastic feeling. But then it's like a plateau and you go on to the next one, and I'm now writing another book. And as you said, I do make all my own clothes, and I have a ball doing it. And on the website, you can actually find some clothes, and you can also find some Hungarian cooking. Because my family were great cooks. So
you
I've
like
got
goulash,
some,
right?
How you make chicken paprika and all the rest.
Okay. Tell me your signature dish. If you wanted to like cook something special, what's a great dish that you'd cook?
Well, I make the chicken paprika, which is like a goulash, which is a traditional Hungarian meal. Hungarian meals are based with capsicum, tomato, onions, and Hungarian paprika. That's the base of a lot of Hungarian cooking. And you basically slowly cook different types of meat in that, which comes out very tasty. I really do like cooking, and I like all the arts. But right now my love is writing, so I'm writing my second book.
Okay. All right. The second book's on the way. What was Georgiana like? Do you mind just telling me?
What was she like?
Yes.
No, she was... something a very, very, very beautiful. If you look at the front cover, you could see she was a very beautiful
that
looking
was her,
woman.
I thought that was her. I didn't know if that was. Yeah, she was a beautiful lady. Yes, listeners, we're
yeah.
talking about.
Now, if you look,
this is a picture. This is a picture of her mother, beautiful lady on the,
yeah.
on the title cover, on there. Check
yeah.
that out.
Now, if you
okay.
look at. That's her. That's she's facing the Danube in Hungary. But there's another picture inside the book which doesn't really look like her, and it's still her. But it's to me that's a very important photo because what happened under the Holocaust, Jews had to wear a yellow star under Hitler, and they were killed when somebody had a yellow star. It was okay to kill them, or deport them into concentration camp and death camps. So she took one look at it and she said, not doing it. So what she did, she tinted her hair blonde and got a false passport. And the picture of the false passport is in the book, inside the book. And the two pictures, you see this gorgeous, careful, free woman on the Danube, and then you look at this very different looking woman that had this. You could see the determination in her eye that I am going to survive this.
Mm.
Very interesting photo.
Wow, this is sick. Wow, man. We can learn so much as a life coach, transformational life coach. I work with people, and it has to do with empowering themselves and, you know, changing limited beliefs, beliefs that say I can't do it or I'm not good enough. And from what I get from you just describing your mother, is it Georgiana or Georgina? How do you say
Georgina.
Your mother?
It's Georgina. Her name was Georgina, yes. Georgiana or Georgina, yes.
Okay. So, Georgina, I'm looking at her mind, and it was so powerful to really not show fear and to really, you know, like you said, in those times, you could be shot and killed, and to be just so, you know, still so firm in, you know, who you are when you have an oppressor.
Yeah, have the guts to paint your hair blonde and have get a very, very good false passport for those times and pass like an alien, unbelievable guts. That's guts.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, that's
not
that's,
follow
that's,
what they told you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a good reason because what they're telling you is anyway hard, you know, because you're being oppressed, you know. So that's a good reason. I mean,
yeah.
We're all equal, and we all under the eyes of God are equal. So that's where I stand on
yeah.
that. Nobody's better than nobody.
That's right. And, you know, as a life coach, I can tell you another thing that's also in the book. And you asked me how I am. It's being her daughter was an actual privilege because she brought me up with no boundaries. You know, there's another episode because I spent, I had a private library in our house. She had it. And I spent a lot of time in there. And my grandmother went up to her one day, and I remember this very clearly. And she said, is it okay for Gabriella to be in that room and read all these books? Should we read them and check if it's okay for her to read them or not okay for her to read them? And the answer was, if she doesn't understand, she will ask. And if she doesn't ask, she won't know anyway. What's the difference? And that was her viewpoint. It's
yeah,
a different
yes.
viewpoint for most people, how they bring their children up. And I've always, with that viewpoint, I became multi-talented because I didn't have the stops that other people would have of, you can't do that. Do it, try it, and if it doesn't work for you, it didn't work.
Like you said, as a parent, I know what it is to set a good example for your child. And
yeah.
as you said, it was a privilege. If if only I can do something, if I could live my life and leave a legacy to my children like your mother did you, that's a job well done. Because, you know, at the end of the day, when they talk about you, it's nothing but strength. And you could think of your parent and just, you know, what would she do, you know? What would mama do, or what would daddy do? Because they have such a positive outlook on you. And you can always use their memory to direct you, you know?
Yes, exactly.
So that's what I strive to leave with my children, is the same treasure that of what you have with your mother.
Yeah.
So anything coming up, any future endeavors, events, let the listeners know where they can catch you at. Give you some book signings that you might have, where they can catch
well,
you
I
at.
Well, I do live in
going on.
Well, I do live in Australia, so I did a book show today that was very, very successful again.
Okay.
But I will be coming to the States once. I would like to have this to be a movie, and I think I will get it as a movie. When you look at it, I think it's got everything for a movie. So that's one of the main reasons that I like to talk to people and let them know that there is another way of living. There is another life. And as you are a life coach, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. And if you can help anyone out there who has a problem and help them to solve it and give them a better viewpoint of a way of life, I've done my job.
Yes. Okay, we have 2 minutes left. I mean, it's so many questions that we can go on and on, because this is real life. And, you know, and a lot of what I see is overcoming, you know, the family overcoming adversity, overcoming challenges, being strong and staying in hope. All those strong characteristics, like you said, that we all need daily. We need these things to, you know, just to have a will to live. All these characteristics that I just named just needed to stay encouraged while we're going through, you know. A lot of times we go through something and we dread it, and then that makes life worse. I mean, you know, but if we had the proper characteristics, we can love, we can still be in love and still enjoy our life even while we're going through, because we're making the best of it. And that's the message I like to get out too, because we're always going to go through something.
Yes. And then when you get to the other side, doesn't matter how hard it is or how much you feared it, as long as you get to the other side, and no matter what the outcome, you've done it. And you should tap yourself on the shoulder that you actually did it. It's very important.
Yes. Okay. We're out of time.
Okay. But if you want to get in touch with me, there's also a way of getting in touch with me through the website, and I would love to hear from people. I really do.
Okay. Listeners, you have it. You can contact our guest here, Gabriella Kovac, at her website, and that is GabriellaKovac.com. With 30 seconds left, thank you for joining us here. Everyone, you can download this episode from iTunes. Also, check out her book. Just go to the website. You got everything down to from iTunes, Stitcher. Please like us when you go to the website. So follow us. Follow Gabriella. Follow us. Tweet us. Spread us out on all the social media. Okay. We love y'all. We hope you got something out of this. You know, show no fear, because remember, a dog can smell fear. Stay stern. Live for something. Okay, stand for something. And that's it. This is the Urban Life Coach. Love y'all. Thanks once again, Gabriella. Go back. I sent something in your email. Check it out. A link for the show, for your special episode.
Fantastic.
All right. So I will keep in touch, okay? I always keep in touch with my
fantastic
guests.
I love that, Kalen. I would really like to hear from you.
Yes, I love, because we're in this journey. We have our own personal journey, but at the same time, we're interconnected. That's what I totally know.
Yes.
You know, but we all are traveling in our path, you know.
Yes.
Reach one, teach one. All right, that's it. The Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio Show, signing out, everyone. Love y'all.